Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy, Petey Mac.
And it's your boy, Big Keith, man.
And welcome to the Big Keith and Petey Mac podcast, man. Yo, what's good, y'all? We are back.
What's up? It's your boy, Big Keith, man.
Hey, man, it's your boy, Petey Mac, man. Round two, man. Episode two, you know how it go. Appreciate everybody who gave us all the positive feedback. We got a lot of feedback from last episode.
You did. So we're going to get right back into it. And my grandma always said, be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. You know what I'm saying? So, right back to last week, we're going to start off, man. What we got?
When he's talking about that, he's talking about Mrs. Aisha Curry. I got her name right this time. Aisha Curry.
Good God almighty.
For those of y'all who didn't see what happened this past week with Mrs. Curry, so Mrs. Curry decided to take her attention for thirst even higher. She gets on the Daily Pop on the Channel E and tells them about all of the nude she has seen Steph, and then says, I hope they don't get leaked.
No, that's exactly what she wants.
That's what I'm saying. Like, who? That's something private. That's like me robbing a bank and then running out of the street. I hope don't nobody know I just robbed First Federal on 2nd Street at all.
I'm going to tell you what, if they wasn't looking for Aisha Curry's news before, somebody trying to find them right now.
Well, no, they're going to find them because she going to leak them.
I'm going to let you know.
Because I can see her later. Oh, no, my news got leaked. They got 100,000 since this morning. Mm-hmm. Oh, 150,000. And I'm going to be honest, I don't even want to see Aisha Curry naked. I mean, I've seen her when she tried to dress Skippy. She looks sad. She looks like... You ever seen a teenage girl who tries to wear a dress that she doesn't, remember when you was in high school, there was a girl.
God bless her heart, man.
Who have a dress on, trying to make it look like she had more cleavage, and you can see the tissue coming out of it. That's how I feel when I look at Aisha Curry, like, oh, God. Like we, I'm a sweet seller, so you know to bless your heart. Bless your heart, baby. Just bless your heart. Just stop, baby.
Man. Ladies, everybody can't be a sex symbol. It's okay to be a mother. It's okay to be a mother. You know what I'm saying?
She was fine to me when she was on her sweet little innocent house.
Like I said, that's okay.
I actually find her sexy. Then, like, I actually used to get a little excited looking at her like, oh, yeah, girl, you better be prim and proper and polite. And you better respect your husband.
Yeah, man. Everybody don't got it. Everybody don't got it.
And to quote my boy, Eddie Kane Jr. from the Five Heartbeats, Aisha Curry, you ain't going to get it because you ain't got it.
God bless Steph, though.
And we gonna move on to the next segment. I can't, man. I just can't with her.
And speaking of Steph Curry, NBA free agency.
Man, they going hammer on free agency this year.
There's
man.
A lot of big names available: Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, Kyrie Irving, Klay Thompson, Jimmy Butler, just to name a few. A lot of people already have silent deals going. Kemba Walker is supposed to sign to Boston for 4 years, $141 million. Kyrie to Brooklyn Nets for the same deal. Kawhi and Kevin Durant are the two biggest question marks. Some say LA, some say New York, some say Brooklyn. I really don't know.
If Kawhi and KD go to LA, I'm not watching. Bro, that's like your creative team with everybody on 99. That's not even fair. It really ain't.
I'll tell you what, though. Whatever Kevin Durant does, he got to get out of Golden State. He got to redeem himself. These two rings he done got, I don't count them. I know how you feel about KD, and I know you don't count them.
Two rings? KD? Who?
Oh, man.
When he win two rings? When?
Yeah, man.
When Kevin Durant, Golden State, when he win them? Who is he?
So the Lakers are...
You about to chump? You trying to chump Durant?
Yeah, man. The Lakers are a really big threat to sign one big name free agent, even though they already traded for Anthony Davis and LeBron. Obviously, should be healthy at the start.
Unibrow, and no hairline. They beautiful together, ain't they?
What they supposed to do, man?
Man, you got all that money. You in LA? Ain't no excuse.
Hey, man. They ain't models. They basketball players.
You supposed to be models, man.
Hey, man. But you know, one big debate that we always get into as men and as people who watch basketball is who is the greatest basketball player of all time. And me personally, I'm gonna have to go with LeBron James. I'm gonna have to. Everybody wants to bring up his 3-6 finals record. Hey, man, the road's a little bit tougher. The competition's a little bit better.
Well, look, man, I'm not going to say Jordan is my personal GOAT because Everybody said he the GOAT, but he's not my personal GOAT. I'm going to get to my personal GOAT is later. But everybody got a legitimate debate against that. And it's like something I saw or somebody explained to me. So who you think I'd rather be? I go over chick's house 6 times and I get lucky 6 times. Or you think I want to be the guy who went there 6-7 times and only got lucky 2-3 times? I want to be the cat that was 100% every time I went. And that's all I'm going to say about Jordan. And but
Jordan's teams are 100%. I'm matching mano a mano. Who's the better basketball player?
Well, no, man. This man. No, hold up. You're going to say that about LeBron. LeBron goes to the teams with stars and shine.
No.
Because, no, when Jordan had who he had, both three-peats, everybody else on that team was not considered a NBA superstar.
Scottie Pippen was a star.
But that's the only person.
Dennis Rodman wasn't a star, but for what Dennis Rodman did.
You know, about touching other men and like dressing up in wedding dresses and stuff, that makes you star.
On the basketball court for whatever Dennis
Rodman. Dennis Rodman, you know what I mean? He's a big dude.
Hey, look, man. It's hard for me to argue against LeBron.
I mean, I don't got no beef with LeBron, but I'm gonna tell you who my personal favorite is. I was born when he was playing, but not when he was doing the thing. I'm a Magic Johnson fan. I think he the greatest. Gotta remember, at one point in time, he did have more rings than Mike. Hey, and man, Mike did have to beat him to get his first ring.
If you put me on the point guard on the Lakers that time, I'm gonna have 5 rings.
Oh my God.
I'm nasty.
Do you know how hard it is to run an outlet defense, man?
It can't be that hard with James Worthy and Kareem.
Kareem? You act like Kareem is known for his speed and passing ability.
Hey, look, man. You put me a point guard on the Showtime Lakers, and I'm gonna get paid. I'm gonna get busy. You feel me?
And you also gonna get an STD.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. But you also gonna have a lot of real estate in Los Angeles. You know, real estate in Los Angeles is very expensive.
Salute to the good brother Magic Johnson. But I just want to throw some numbers out there for you guys. When LeBron James left the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2010.
You gonna talk about the number of jerseys they were burned?
No. The year after, the Cavaliers had the number one pick. He left the Miami Heat in 2014. The year after, Miami Heat are picking in the lottery, missed the playoffs. He leaves Cleveland again for LA. Cleveland was picking in the lottery and had the worst record in the league. Michael Jordan retires and leaves the Bulls. They go from 57 wins to 55 wins, and they went to the Eastern Conference Finals. I rest my case.
You talking about that the second time or the first time he went to go try to play baseball, attempt to play baseball?
I'm talking about the first time he left.
Okay, but you left out something during his first retirement. You didn't even say this. Did you talk about how he helped Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck and them win against the Monstars? You don't even talk about. See, nobody talk about that game. Nobody talk about that game. Don't nobody want to get this man. Came to the half court, went for the dunk, got held back by 2 defenders, stretched his arm, and won the game. That's cuss. How do you not call him the GOAT after that? He won with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. They ain't got no handles. They can't shoot the three.
That is one thing I am a bit worried about. I don't see Space Jam 2 being better than the original. I will give Mike the nod in Space Jam.
First of all,
I don't know. I'm not too sure about this. Bron, you the GOAT. What you do for the community, bar none. But I don't know about Space Jam. I don't know about a remake.
Well, first of all, everybody, I don't see Space Jam 2 working because I don't think kids nowadays even know who Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Elmer Fudd, Yosemite Sam. I don't even think they know who the Looney Tunes are. And then this time around, how you gonna do? What are you gonna do with the Monstars this time around?
I don't know. They leaked something on set, and Draymond Green was on set as a monster. He wasn't listening to the
original. He was a monster. He looks like a monster.
But if anybody's going to be a monster, it's Draymond.
Draymond Green looks like the green monster and the orange monster had a baby, man.
Oh, my God. I like Draymond, though. For what he does, I like Draymond. I like Draymond a lot.
I like you know, he should have been a kicker in the NFL, though.
He stays in character. He was ignorant before. He always going to be ignorant. He wasn't trying to play the tough guy. Draymond Green has always been the tough guy. Kevin Durant, you was crying, and now you want to play the tough guy.
First of all, okay, I said this last week. Now we'll get his KD. The man cried about his mama, man. The man cried about his mama making sacrifices, saying she the real MVP. I cry about my mama. I tell my mom she the real MVP.
Hey, man, I respect it.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, now he got some punk tendencies about him, but that ain't.
He always arguing with people on social media. Come on, man, you're a millionaire. You one of the best players.
Don't get twisted. No, he got some bitch made moments. Yeah, I mean, he does have some. You know, going to Golden State from OKC.
But if Kevin Durant hear this, he gonna come at one of us.
He can come at me online, but he ain't gonna come at me face to face.
He might weigh more than KD though. He'll suck. I'll smack him around. But he a good basketball player though.
No, I mean, the only way that's the only way gonna be about what you want it, KD. You want it? Are you gonna lay some shit? You gonna put a basketball? Man, you always trying to play ball with somebody. You don't ever want to swing on nobody, man. KD always trying to play basketball to solve his problems, man. I can't stand him.
But by the time y'all hear this, your favorite player might have signed a big contract. Over 40% of the NBA are free agents right now.
But we talking about KD. That man turned down a $31.5 million a year option.
Yeah, but he can.
And he's damaged goods. I'm sorry, you about to miss majority of the whole season, and you sitting there hobbling and nah, I can't do it. Come on, we out of here. And you hobbling on out the conference room. Man, let me tell you something.
He about to get the Supermax though. $221 million for 5 years. That's over 40 a year.
From Golden State?
From anybody. He's eligible for Supermax.
I guess so, man.
I'm gonna turn down 31 if I'm eligible for 41.
I don't know. And I hope we don't go to Brooklyn, because I love the Brooklyn's design of jerseys.
Brooklyn in the house.
I mean, I love the design for Brooklyn's jerseys, and I'm going to be a conflict because I can't get a KD jersey, because that black and white with Brooklyn.
It's probably hard.
It's classic, but
and
I can't.
And I'm getting that Kyrie Brooklyn.
Oh, I'm getting the Kyrie Brooklyn. Kyrie going to be my boy, because you know Kyrie went to college yet.
He went to Duke.
He went to Duke, baby.
He only played about 11, 13 games.
It don't matter. That don't matter.
He's still laced up for the greatest basketball program.
And the greatest NCAA basketball coach, Coach K.
We can argue that.
Oh, Lord, that's another time. We're not going to. I'm saying you can.
I'm a John Thompson guy.
I like John Thompson, too. Well, see, I like John Thompson for one because he ain't taking no shit as a black man. He said, we ain't Jackie Robinson. You want to fight? We accommodate you. Hey. That ain't man that say, bring it on. He said, we going to accommodate you.
Accommodate.
He basically said, bring it on, but he was articulate. He said, you want to fight? We going to accommodate you. That's why he had that tire right there. He had that tile right there because it's basically like, okay, if I got to wipe some blood up off my suit, then it's going down.
Yep. NBA free agency, though. Hey, man, it's wild every year, but this is going to be one of the wildest ones. I remember in 2016 some of those contracts they was getting. I think Mozgov got $64 million. Luol Deng got $64
million. What school he went to again?
Luol Deng, he's a Duke guy.
You damn right.
He's a Duke guy. He's a Duke guy. Joakim Noah got 73. Alan Crabb got 100. Evan Turner got a check. Tell me what teams these people play for now.
Nobody.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. The NBA, they going to throw that money out. They got it. You can make it to the league. Yeah, you just got to be mediocre. You can get a big payday.
That's very mediocre. Got to learn how to pick and roll, man, with it. Pick and roll. All right, speaking of picking and rolling, we're going to pick and roll on to our next topic. They always say that, like, hip-hop culture is the cousin to basketball, you know, from the styles you see on the court, people wearing jerseys, the J's, and all other sneaks that everybody be wearing. So,
rappers want to be athletes. Athletes want to be rappers. Y'all know what's going on. That's why they have celebrity games. That's why you have see so many athletes trying to record their music, which I'm personally against athletes trying to make
specialist Lord Hammer, especially Allen Iverson. Remember his thing went
Allen Iverson was trash.
His stuff went linoleum.
Kobe shit trash. He was on there rapping in a 3X suit with Brian McKnight. Only athlete with any kind of musical success really is Shaq. But Shaq
stuff was written by somebody. Shaq
is a mega star.
But Shaq took one song, Shaq's Got It Made. That was nothing but Special Ed's I Got It Made. Even I'm Your Idol, your highest title, numero. I'm like, that is Special Ed circa 1989, I Got It Made. Now, I'm going to tell you the only athlete who I actually like watching rap, that was Deion Sanders. But that's because he had the women.
Oh, yeah. Deion Sanders, he's a cultural icon.
He was primetime Deion, baby.
Diamond Turfs. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And I'm going to be honest with you.
Gold jewelry.
The one reason I actually like Deion, y'all can say what y'all want to say, he used to be cool with MC Hammer. I used to actually dig MC Hammer back when I was little.
I wasn't even alive.
I was like, and anybody here listening to this, don't sit there and act like MC Hammer. And you can deny him and call him corny, but one thing you ain't going to deny, the man can dance. And if you play, and if you played high school football or basketball in 1991/1992, and you want to stay title, you cannot tell me that Too Legit to Quit was not over your highlight tape. Because I've seen a lot of state high school football championship 1991 tapes and state high school basketball for the 1991-1992 season out here. Too Legit. Too Legit to Quit. Hey, hey. So you can deny them all you want to, but you own that joker running a 50-yard touchdown. Sweat dripping all over my chest playing in the background. So don't hate MC.
And if you my age, you more than likely never heard Too Legit to Quit, but you know.
You heard Too Legit to Quit.
I've heard it, but I can't speak for everybody my age.
I mean,
we more like, we like Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, God.
Lil Pump, Chief Keef, you know, Blueface.
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying? I know Lil Yachty. The Migo.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. You like, know what Chief, I'm Chief Keef, like Sosa. I didn't know Sosa. I didn't find out till a year later he's Sosa. I actually, I was here like, could he bend his love? Sound like all Sosa. I'm in with that, though. I'm like, I don't even know what he's saying. I didn't know who Sosa was.
Well, you're one of the guys I know that's older than me who can respect Chief Keef. His contributions to rap.
But I don't, I mean, I just like that song, and that's that shit I don't like. But the fact that he made, the fact that he made Lupe Fiasco just shut it down, I was like, come on, man, you've been a little bit too ignorant.
Earned it. Finito. I'm a Chief Keef fanatic. My first name is Keith.
Well, since you like Chief Keef, you like Dreamy, what you think of Slim Jesus then?
I ain't gonna hold you.
The fact that you did that and you put your hands in class with and looked at me.
I ain't gonna hold you. He ruined this at the beginning of his video. He basically said, this is for show.
But he still got
those
like
other,
over...
Those other brothers in Chicago, it's not no show. That's how they really live their life.
Now, I'm going to tell you who I like. What is his name? Little Mouse?
Little Mouse.
This joker said, you fuck around with them fuck arounds, you going to fuck around and get smoked. I was like, wow.
He was eight. He might have been like 8 or 9.
Yeah, I think he was like 8 or 9.
He was 8 or 9.
And I'm not trying to just say that word to say, but that's what the little boy said. And I low-key was scared of an 8-year-old watching that video. Like, I got nieces older than him. Like, I'm scared. Like, if I was his uncle, like, hey, boy, you better sit down. I better sit down for a while. He come up under the shirt with a ooze. With, man, you know what, man? Put whatever you want to put on TV, dog. When your mama get off work.
I don't condone violence in an 8-year-old personally.
I don't, but just the fact...
That song was fire, though. And this is what we need to stop doing. We need to stop acting like these young boys don't got these hits. I don't condone their personal life, their drug use, but let's keep it 100. Everybody want to mix music and actual life. Music is entertainment. That's not how they really living. Okay?
I want to say don't even play these boys for short either, because Joe Budden find that out about the Migos.
Especially Offset. Offset and the Migos.
You saw when Joe Budden dropped that mic. I was saying, like, man, I will beat your ass. And then Academics just sitting there like, oh, what Lord?
Joe Budden a hater anyway, man. Between him and Ebro, I think Joe Budden hating because his rap career started with Pumping Up and it ended with Pumping Up.
And that's a sad thing about him, because that wasn't even the type of rapper that he was. You listen to his real stuff, he really lyrical and gully, as my up top people would say. And we'll go pump it up. I'm like, so.
Hey, man. Everybody 35 plus, man, stop hating on the youth, man.
But on the same token,
y'all boys in the 80s, y'all was wearing skinny jeans and had Jerry curls and all that too now.
But,
and you had your chest hair up, but looking like Prince.
But on the same token, some of them do need to talk to some of them. And there's one rapper that comes to mind when I think he's from South Florida. His name is New Age Jerk Boy.
Florida's not a normal place anyway. You got the United States of America and you got Florida.
Yeah, you
Florida,
do.
Florida. And I personally live in Florida, but I live in North Florida. It's a
you big... live in Duval. You live where Florida began, bro.
You know what I'm
you
saying?
You live where Florida. You live where you start seeing Chevys on monster truck size tires.
And Florida's kind of normal.
With like 200-inch rims.
Jacksonville is kind of normal, excuse me. But Florida is just hell. I know a while back there was that Florida man, Google Florida man, and any date, and I could not believe
every day
some of
Google.
The stuff I was reading. I couldn't believe it. It's stuff you can't even make up. I don't know how my mind would never even wrap around some of the
now,
stuff.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Speaking of makeup, so it's this rapper out of South Florida. I think he's somewhere out of Broward County. Named New Age Jerk Boy.
Shout out Dave. Shout out Broward, man.
I ain't... Not his part of Broward. Where he from? So, he apparently had beef like last year, year four lab with NBA Youngboy, because you know that video he had married to the game, we had that dress on, we sticking the assault rifle, the barrel assault rifle down his throat.
Shout out Youngboy, man.
And it was
I already know where
and the video that he made after, like, New Age Jerk Boy got on Instagram, he told him, said, man, we don't play that around here, slime, I'll kill you. So New Age Jerk Boy got online and released
a tirade.
A profane laced tirade. And he had an assault rifle, and he was pointing, he was telling New Age Jerk Boy he wasn't allowed down there, and also YFN Lucha, I don't know what he did, but he told him he wasn't allowed down there no more. He told him he was the governor of Broward County. The last time I checked, the governor's over a whole state. I didn't know that you could be a governor of the county, but I let that ride.
And this video is a few years old, but if you haven't seen it, just go to YouTube and type in New Age Jerk Boy, and you will be appalled at what you
And then he pointed the gun to the camera, gave one last warning, said, you guys are not allowed down here. That ain't exactly what he said. But then, and I knew he was referring to shooting the gun, but this guy pointed the camera, he said, I'm going to, excuse my French, mama and anybody else listen, and my boy Kevin and my boy Kenny, I know I'm sorry because I know y'all have heard me say this a lot. For some reason, it's messed up, but it's funny. He put the gun up and said, I'm going to put this dick in your mouth, and I'm going to nut up in you. Now, it's messed up, but I don't know why I find that funny.
Wow.
Because it's the thing. Bro, let's say me and you ride. We hood rats. We doing some hood rat stuff. We on some hood rat activities. We drive. We see somebody that you don't like. I'm in the passenger seat. I'm not going to say, hey, Keith, you got your D on you? Because I ain't going to keep saying that. You got your D on you. Hey, bro, pull your D out. Let me squeeze your D right quick. I need to squeeze this fool right quick. You see how messed up that sound?
People. Just be safe when you go to Florida. Not a normal place.
It really ain't.
Not for normal people.
But on some other stuff about, you were talking about hip-hop, like, who's somebody you respect in game nowadays that is in hip-hop?
I respect everybody with the courage to be themselves. Not going off of what standards hip-hop is supposed to be. I'm going to quote Lil Yachty. Hip-hop isn't spinning on your head on a cardboard box anymore. It's not Kangos and gold chains no more. You know what I'm saying? So, one musical artist I respect, though, I respect Lil Nas X, man.
I'm gonna take my horns on the Old Town Road.
Old Town Road, whatever, however y'all feel about it. I know it's a bit old, but it's a certified banger now.
I ain't mad because he
went over. It's a banger.
I'm not mad because he went over the country. I'm just mad because he from Compton. Now, if he was from Texas, I'd be like, I can understand. I'm like, bro, you from Compton. Not saying I'm hating on him. I'm just like, what you know?
You know, the first Cowboys were in California, though. They said Compton used to be a place for Cowboys. But that's on another subject. Oh, shout out, man, to BG Knockout. That's another subject.
Anyway.
But yeah, I feel like he's getting a lot of hate. You know, he got a pretty big song, and there's a lot of people. It's not country enough. We're going to boycott country music. We're going to boy. He got a Wrangler deal. Now everybody want to boycott Wrangler.
Now I'm going to tell you who I respect. I respect, as ignorant as they are, but I respect because they're ignorant and they're proud to be ignorant. The City Girls.
Man.
I ain't say I like their music, but I respect them. I respect them. First of all, Mark Era got on the video and with all the confidence in the world said, flewed out. Not flown out. Not flied out. She said, flewed out. She got on there with all the confidence in the world and said, they're going to get flewed out. And then on top of that, they gave us a twerk video. Which some people argue that it is better than Tip Drill. You are false and y'all need to go back and watch Tip Drill because that is not beat Tip Drill. Just glad I can finally see Cardi B twerk.
You know what? Back on some positivity.
That is positivity. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing wrong with seeing a little butt shaking, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Lil Nas X, man. Salute to you.
City Girl, salute to y'all. You know, get flowed out wherever y'all want to go. If somebody go, well, one of them locked down, shout out. What's the one that's locked up?
Shit, TJ or some shit.
Yeah, I don't know. No, there's just no baby locked up City Girl. Freeze locked up City Girl. I don't know her name.
Guess what she locked up for.
Some fraud, money
scamming.
Fraud. Yeah, exactly. I mean, water's wet. I mean,
hey, you know, act up, you can get smacked up.
Nah, hold on. You're talking about
that girl, you need a backup. You know what I'm saying?
That's hey, that's some violence against female. You talking, I don't condone.
No, that's they song, bro.
Oh, but now I'm going to be honest, all honest about female rappers. Meg Thee Stallion, I was like, I don't know. I actually heard her. She fire.
Big old freak.
She a big old freak. No.
Big booty, big old treat. No, that's her song.
No, what I'm saying, but just like, no, she fire. She said, I said, I'll be off and you get you coming out your head like an animal. I was like, whoa, Lord, wait a minute. Now, yeah. She hit.
She wore a size 13 sneaker.
I don't care about that.
Shout out Meg Thee Stallion, though. But back to Lil Nas X. You know, he got him a Wrangler deal. He got a music video for Old Town Road with Chris Rock. Billy Ray is in it. Ha Ha Davis. A lot of people in that video, man. But he's getting a lot of hate because it's not country enough. Let's call it what it is. Let's just call it what it is.
They don't like him. They don't like him because he's black.
Let's call it what it
is. They don't like him because he's black.
They don't want a black 18-year-old with the biggest song in country music right now. The biggest song, if you ask me, he got the biggest song in the country right now. If you ask me. Let's keep it 100. He got the biggest song in the country right now.
Yeah, it is. It's like actually taking place. I got friends who have kids. They actually said you wait the song from Frozen, Let It Go, how people, they just always had a kids play that over. A couple of my friends say, if my child asked me to play Old Town Road one more time, so it is like it's hitting.
I was watching a video on Facebook. He performed at like an elementary school or something like that, and a beat drop, and all he said was, "I'm gonna take my horse," and then everybody, all the little kids, finished the whole song like
that. But y'all,
it's only a couple songs I ever heard where they could just sing one song and everybody else finish the rest, and that's one of them.
But you know, that's how it is, though. You know, they don't like us succeeding at something that's made for them.
For everybody who doesn't think Lil Nas X could be the face of country music, I just want y'all to go back and look at the history of country music and where it came from.
You know, we were talking about with hip-hop, Big Keith said he likes the fact that some people have the courage to be themselves. You know, not all the time is it applauded to be yourself. Some people need to try being somebody else. The number one person that we think you need to try to be somebody else is Big Keith's favorite person, and that's O.J. Simpson. I
absolutely despise Orenthal James Simpson.
You don't like the juice?
I like the juice. I hate O.J. The juice lives on the football field.
You sound like one of them racist white people. I like him playing for me, but you know, off the field, I don't want him in my house. I don't talk to my daughters. I want him nowhere near me. I don't want him.
Should OJ fit in with them? He fit in with them more than he fit in with me.
He can say that, but you saw it in 19. Well, no, you were alive, but you don't remember. I remember this. I didn't know what was going on. He said that until he was going down Interstate 5 in California with all of them cop cars following him. He thought he wasn't black, but he found out he was.
Rumor has it he pulled back up to Brentwood, and he said, and excuse my French, he said, after everything he went through, he said, what are all these niggas doing in Brentwood? After everything he went through. I tell you what.
You don't remember what Jay-Z said on 444? I'm not black, I'm OJ. Dun, 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 dun. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, he really thinks he's not black. And I'm just... You know, after you have went through two of the most profile trials in the past 100 years, you think you learned, like my grandma said, learn to sit your ass down somewhere.
OJ should be on a ranch in Montana eating hot dogs.
No, Montana's too good for him, because he's going to be excited because he's around nothing but the white people. Take him, let him go to Compton. Let him get a house in Compton, a studio apartment in Compton. That's what he need. He ain't punished.
He don't need to be around people.
Oh, yes, he do.
He needs to... I don't know what he needs to do, but he needs to be... And not on Twitter. O.J. Simpson is back on Twitter, folks. And, hey...
What you mean back? When was he there before? I don't even remember him being there before. He was locked up since Twitter...
He's back in the public eye, and that public eye is on Twitter, and he basically is still the same. Still the same. After being locked up 9 years, you know what I'm saying? He's still the same.
I'm still tripping off what he got locked up for. He got locked up for stealing his own crap.
Yeah... Hard for me to find some sympathy, though. Very hard.
If I had got off with the biggest murder trial of the 20th century, I wouldn't even jaywalk. Matter of fact, I'd be like, oh, the light grid. No. You can go ahead and go, no, man. You know, we got to respect the laws and everything, man. I wouldn't try it. If a light was yellow, I wouldn't even try. You know how when it's yellow, you speed through. Everybody somebody slow down. No, that means speed through. Look. I would just,
This man, O.J. Simpson, got away with killing his ex-wife and her side piece. He just act like it's all good. He just out here living his best life. I tell you what.
Well, I mean, a part of me is like, he probably just still in shock. Like, did I, as a black man, get away with killing two? I got away with it. So you know how some people, when they get away with stuff, they get cocky. Like, you remember when you watched Carter High when the boys was doing all those robberies?
Carter High is a great docuseries.
Now, I will, you know, it's a movie, one of the docuseries. I would agree with you, because I didn't agree with you on your last movie selection, but I agree with you on that one.
What last movie selection?
We're not going to talk about it. We're talking about O.J. Simpson. We're not going to talk about that. You talking about how Right Boy Rick was a great movie.
Oh, man, free Ricky Worsham, man.
Nah, stay your ass where you at, Ricky. You good. You be all right. You good.
Free Ricky. He be home soon, man.
Take like they say in Black Shirt, take your time, Rick. Take your time. Take your time, stay where you at.
I'd rather have him free than O.J.
Can you choose death in that situation? I choose death. I don't want either one of them on the street.
Ricky Worsham. I would have Ricky Worsham on the street before.
Why? He's so death and destruction, a.k.a. drugs. Why would you rather have him on the street?
You know what? You're right.
That's why I said I choose death if I had to choose.
Ricky Worsham. I mean,
and then on top of that, he was a white man selling that in the hood to the black folks. No, I don't want that. No. So like I said, Ricky, you take your time on getting out. You stay where you at. You good. You be all right.
Great movie, though, nonetheless. Great movie.
We're not going to get in that
topic. O.J. Simpson has some great... He has some great documentaries on him, though. I'm not going to lie. People vs. O.J. and O.J. Made in America, those are two of the best works I've seen on TV.
The People vs. O.J., that's the one that was on FX, right?
That's the one with Courtney B. Vance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He played Johnny Kirk. I love when... Lying in there when he said something, he turned to Chris Darden. That's the one of the assistant prosecutors for LA County when they were doing the case. He turned to Chris Darden. He said, "Nigga, please," and just walk. I said, "No!" I said, "Johnny was about that action."
Hey man, R.I.P. Johnny Cochran. Yeah. R.I.P. Rob Kardashian. He had the dream team. He had a great group of lawyers.
Well, Rob didn't have a dream for him. So I mean, he wasn't part of him getting off. Didn't seem like it was part of Rob's dream.
He wanted his friend.
I'm going to be honest with you. Shout out to Rob Kardashian for raising that man child for him. Oh, so nobody will speak on that. So we ain't going to speak on that.
We ain't going to do that.
Hey, man. So you can go in on OJ, but I can't state the facts.
It's not the facts, bro.
Yeah, they say.
It's not proven.
Uh-huh.
I want to see it. I'm not going to say that I watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but Kris Jenner was open to a paternity test to prove that Rob was her actual father. Rob Singer was her actual father. Now, I think if Kris Jenner has something to hide, she wouldn't have been that willing to have a paternity test. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I said. Shout out to Rob for raising another man's child. It takes somebody to do it, man. Somebody got to do it. I ain't strong, man. I couldn't do it.
There's no evidence of Khloé being OJ's.
You know the best evidence. I can take it to my grandmama. You know old black grandmama. No, yeah, that ain't your baby. That's that man, baby. You know old black grandmama.
Hey man, you don't know. Until I see it, I can't believe it. I can't just go off hearsay.
Okay, whatever. Yeah.
But yep. Speaking of side pieces and things of that, my boy Petey Mac is very conflicted right now. He has been dragged in some drama that, me personally, I have no experience in. So I'm going to let my dog go ahead and take y'all on a trip.
I'm going to take you on a funky ride through the Side Piece Chronicles. For those of y'all don't know, and for all my friends on who know me before I did this, I used to call myself the professional side man or professional side nigga. It wasn't a moniker that was given to me. I got this during my time stationed on board the USS Dewey in San Diego, California.
Shout out to the Dewey.
The Dewey does it right or does it different. I kept always being a side piece. And to my boys on the ship, they say, man, you a professional side piece, bro. So I rolled it out, and I did that for about 2-3 years until the game caught up with me, and I end up falling for somebody.
My man fell in love.
Yeah, God. I did. Yeah. Hey, players mess up sometimes. Side me. Hey, man. I was undercover, and I went undercover. I was in too deep, like Omar Epps. Don't get mad at me, baby. But after that, I ran it for another one season. I went in my prime no more. They like telling my AC. I went in my prime no more. I ran it for about one season. And then I retired. I just retired. The game passed me up. I couldn't do it no more. But I'm starting to see a lot of things out here now in my retirement. One thing, I was outside of smoking a cigarette the other day. And I ran into a young lady. who just struck up a conversation. Man, as y'all know, I just love to talk. I love to talk to anybody. It don't matter. Young, old, black, white, alien, dead. You know, I like talking to everybody.
I also like to talk. So now y'all see why we got this podcast cracking.
Yeah. So I'm talking to the young lady. Now, I'm not going to mention she's a service member. I'm not going to put a branch out there. She was married, so, you know, I kept it cordial. She was a nice-looking young lady. She was very nice to look at. So I didn't say nothing to her. So a couple days later, matter of fact, it was after we recorded the first podcast. We went to lunch. Now, that's a movie I love. Sidebar, I love dope, because we got that from your lunch.
Get your lunch with
it. Nigga, I shot the leg. Ah! All right, so me and Mickey, we at lunch. And lo and behold, old girl comes up. And she's like, hey, friend, I didn't see you the other night. I was looking for you last night. Now, it was 4 in the morning when me and her met. The only reason I was up 4 in the morning, I worked the 4 p.m. to midnight shift. I had to wash some clothes, and I just came from the gym, and I just got the shower, was taking me some. Man, ain't none of y'all business what I was doing. I ain't explaining. I'm grown.
This man get off at 12. He up at 4 in the morning. What else you doing besides creeping?
I'm going creeping, man.
Go get you some sleep.
I can't go to the gym.
Go get you some sleep.
I can't go to the gym.
4 hours.
Okay, anyway, I told you I had went to the gym to work out one night. Then I had, you know, trying to come out of military barracks and go to the shower. That's like a whole hour long. Then you got to get your caddy. You got to make sure everything getting your caddy. Then you got to make sure you got your drawers. And then you got to...
You got to pimp all the way down.
Then you got to go all the way down there. And God forbid if you lose something. If you leave something, good, now you got to come back. It's like a whole hour long. And after that, I wanted me a cigarette. I said, but we derailing. We have a tendency to derail. We're derailing. So she comes to me and says, I was looking for you the other night. I didn't find you. Now, Keith looks at me like, he gives me like a wide eye, like, whoo. I'm like, knick-knack, paddle. Ooh, no, baby, what is you doing? Don't do that.
What is you doing, baby?
No, baby, you wilding. So the whole time we walking, I'm trying to avoid Keith looking at me. Keith looking at me like, uh-huh. I'm like, what you mean? He's like, uh-huh. She was looking for you for him. I was like, look, man, she just a nice girl. I don't think, oh, he's like, I don't know, bro. She seen, that don't seem like 4 in the morning, don't seem nice. Now, this is one of the times, Keith may be ignorant, but this is one of the times that he got a little bit of wisdom. So, I'm outside smoking again after coming from the gym. It's like 4 in the morning. She comes up to me. She's like, oh, my God, I thought that was you. I saw other people. So, we're sitting down there talking. So, she tries to run a scenario to me. Now, the scenario she runs to me is, now, mind you, keep in mind, she's married. There's a guy here that's on deployment with her. She is messing around with him.
Oh.
He's on vacation in the Philippines, which she called living her best life. If you're in the Navy, you know going to the Philippines is not living your best life, but I digress. She was like, I gave a 30-day R&R. To go to Philippines and do what he want to do his own thing, but I don't understand. She's like, am I wrong for being mad because he's off doing his own thing? And I guess she thought, I looked at that and I was, yeah.
For starters, one.
For starters, one, you're married and you're stepping outside, you're married. That's one. But I'm not going to hold that against him because Squires has killed a lot of cheating going on in the military. I ain't going to. I don't partake in it, but
not by black men though.
No, you know black men don't cheat. You know the other people. Black men don't cheat, but in which we let you know that this woman was not black. you step outside, man. But I'm not sad about that because people have side pieces for years. Side pieces been around since like ancient China. Like the emperors had concubines.
It wasn't in Africa though.
No, they had polygamy though in Africa, didn't they?
They wasn't cheating.
They want you, but they side piece. You got that one main wife you like in the room.
It was all married.
Okay, but then in the Middle East, the sheiks and the sultans, they had harems. They was all side pieces. So side pieces have been around. So I'm not hating on that, but
for generations.
But like I said, you can't be one because one, you in the wrong, man. Two, you can't check your side piece. And I'm gonna get into some rules. There's some rules to this side piece thing. But one, people you need to know, this is the side piece. Rule number one to side pieces. Know your place. Like what my man 3Stack said, play your part. Play your part.
Sweet Jones.
Man, you can't be expecting to get what the main piece gets. Like, if anybody's seen Goodfellas, Henry Hill had side pieces. He made a statement, like he said, Friday nights before our wives, but Saturday night at Copas with our girlfriends. So them women knew on Saturday night, we come out with you. It wasn't no, oh, I gotta come out Tuesday, I gotta come out Wednesday, I gotta come out Thursday. No, Saturday night is for you. Cause now side pieces are wanting to, they want to be like the main piece. Okay, let me tell you something. Let me break it down for you. I have never been to Popeyes and ordered red beans and rice. And let me get a thing of red beans and rice. Let me get two drumsticks on the side, two crispy drumsticks. No, you don't get full off of the red beans and rice. What you're going to want, you're going to want the main entree that's going to satisfy you for the most part. And then you get full off the rest. You're just a compliment. You're just an accessory. And on the same token, rule number two, this is for the people who have the side piece. Your side piece on the job in life ain't just a way for you to hit them up till y'all do what y'all do. They have lives. They go do their own thing. So you main pieces be acting like side pieces or just like Bruce Wayne waiting for the Batman signal to go up. Anybody never seen Batman Returns? You remember when they put the bat signal up, Bruce Wayne, the thing deflected to the other thing, and it deflected in the window, and Bruce Wayne was looking down like, I'm sad and lonely. Oh my goodness. That's the side piece sign. I got a spring into action. That's not how it is. I got a life. I got a job.
Y'all see how he's saying he's speaking from personal
experience. I had this happen. This touched my soul. This touched my soul.
I think we can all tell.
We can touch my soul because I know what she was trying to do. She trying to put me down. We on the other side piece. No, you ain't gonna do that. I retired. And I don't get twisted. Now, if there was a boyfriend she had, I'd have came out of retirement like Jordan. Oh. 45 and all, baby.
Oh, my God.
45 and all, but I couldn't do it. Okay, that's rule number two. Rule number three is understand it ain't love, it's strictly lust, man. That's all it is. They set your body on fire. You set their body on fire. And y'all get together and it's just a burning love. And this, y'all like Miguel. I don't want to be love. I don't want to be love. That's all it is.
What you want, though?
I don't want no quickiness.
Man, you're supposed to finish that, man.
I ain't going to give you what you want.
It's a good song, bro.
It is a good song.
I like the song.
No bite marks, no scratches, or no hickeys. Anyway, we need to stop.
Yes, sir.
Man, but that's etiquette. Oh, my goodness.
This man said etiquette.
There's etiquette. No, it's rules to this. Because I can't tell nobody not to have no side because everybody act like that's a new epidemic. And like I said, it's been around forever. I'm not encouraging you to do it, but if you're going to play the game right. I'm all for you play the game. I'm like that drunk uncle in the stand with Reverend McCarthy. Hey, let him play, Ralph. Let him play. Kids play, Ralph.
And that's your boy, Peter Mack with the Side Piece Chronicles.
Gang. Yeah, man, that's episode 2 of the Big Keith and Peter Mack podcast, man. We thank you for rocking with us. I think we went a little longer this time, man.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? We just getting in our groove, man. That's just what's going on.
And you were very rude to these people last week when I asked about the social media, like, you can't.
And for everybody that doesn't know, me and Pete, we both have bachelor's degrees and communication. So, you know, we just getting back into it.
Oh, yeah, we liked it. This is our thing.
We doing our thing.
This is our thing. Yeah, we walked across that stage, you know what I'm saying? He walked across the stage like, dang! And I walked across the stage, iced out. Ooh, A5A. Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, December 4th, 1906. What's happening? Ithaca, New York. What's good with it? That wasn't a plug or nothing like that. But you still ain't gonna get any people your social media?
Like I said last week, don't panic. Be cool and get paid.
You rude as hell.